Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, we ask your grace today, your understanding today, your warnings to get out today. We ask that your people abide in holiness and righteousness for safety in the days to come. We ask, Lord, that they keep the spiritual Passover. As a destroyer is about to pass through. So thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about the invasion and the destruction that will come from it. First, I want to share with you a revelation given to Sandy Shaw on February the 27th. This 2019, and it was transcribed by Don and Marlene Laughlin, and we called it Left Wing Obstruction Legislation. It's a warning about what's coming and that we need to pray. Sandy said, in this dream, there is a huge conference room and a huge round table with a hole in the middle. But I was standing in the middle, and no one could see or hear me. I could see the people were talking and having conversation, but I could not hear them. Here I asked the Lord, why can't I hear them and really tell on the devil and what he's doing? He said, loud and clear, pray. I said, what? And he said in a strong voice, pray. Well, we should pray. And I would say praying in the Holy Spirit would be the best thing to do. A lot of people are going to pray that this don't come to pass. But as we can see, God himself is causing this to come to pass. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, was sitting on the left side of me. Well, yeah, he would be on the left side. Some were congressmen and some were senators. There were doctors sitting on the right side of the table. The people on the left were writing down what the doctors were saying. There's a lot of lefts in here because it's a left-wing bunch. They were there talking for a while, and then all of a sudden, through the left door again, Pelosi came in. And they handed her a paper they were working on. It was a bill they wanted to pass. Pelosi was looking at it, and all of a sudden, I can hear her. She said, oh, good. These brainless idiots won't know what the hell hit them. Excuse me. I'm just reading what's said here. There is no way they can understand this. They write a lot of legislation that way so they can interpret it any way they want. That's their trick. She went on to say, not only will we be able to kill all the babies and get rid of all the insubordinate Christians, too. Aha! Well, we knew this was coming, and the Lord has been telling us this for a while. They've been getting rid of the babies, them and their hierarchy in the deep state government, you know, sacrificing babies. Just all kinds of the most wicked, vile stuff you can imagine. It's spread all over the world, you know, trafficking children, babies, women. So whatever this legislation is and whatever the doctors want to do or have shown them what can be done and they want to do, it's all about getting rid of Christians and getting rid of babies. They're doing pretty good about their legislation on getting rid of babies. And this is really important, not only for the baby's sake, but it's really important that God is going to judge this nation for what it does to these children, the most innocent among us. And I know that the Lord is working on revealing all of this, and he's going to do it. But first, okay. Sandy said, then that's when I woke up. I got by faith at random Ezekiel 12 and 14. And then Merlene got by faith at random Ezekiel 12 and 13. So here they are in that reverse order. Ezekiel 12 and 14 first. And I will scatter towards every wind. Notice, I is all through here. It's God speaking. He's in control. And he's tired of the apostate leadership of God's people, leading them astray, keeping them in bondage, not opening to them the truths of the gospel and the word of God. And he's going to do something about it. And I will scatter towards every wind all that round about him to help him. All that are round about him to help him. And that was the Zedekiah leadership, right? And all his bands, and I will draw the sword after them. My net also will I spread upon him, and he shall be taken in my snare, as he was. And this is verse 13, excuse me, after 14. My net also will I spread upon him, and he shall be taken in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon, to the land of the Chaldeans. Yet shall he not see it. That's because they put his eyes out. And I would say that eyes are already put out of the apostate leadership of Christianity. Though he shall die there. And he did. Well, first of all, how amazing that they both got the same text and verses side by side. And also, we've gotten this text and others just like it. As you know, the Bible repeats this much for a long time. You'll notice that the text, in the text, that God takes full credit for this destruction against this evil leadership. It literally is about Zedekiah's apostate administration at Jerusalem being destroyed by the Babylonians, which to us is the deep state government and its followers. We've been shown this text represents the destruction of the apostate leadership of Christianity by this same entity. And it would come by, according to the scriptures, sword, pestilence, starvation, and fire, as did the original attack by Babylon. So the things that have been are the things that shall be. Ecclesiastes 1 and 9 says, that which hath been is that which shall be, and that which hath been done is that which shall be done. There's no new thing under the sun. History repeats. God gives us prophecies in the history of the things that are to come. And this invasion of the Babylonians in their last gasp effort to turn this thing around and destroy their enemies, which is to them the right wing and especially Christianity, although there's not much Christianity out there that they're going to be able to take down. But they will take down what's called Christianity. So then here's a revelation given to Barry Weeks over a period of time. He just sent this to us on the 4th. He said, hello, David. I've been wanting to send you some things that may be a verification of the things you spoke in Sunday's broadcast about a possible threat for March. Some of this is stuff I sent to you before we moved here over 2 years ago. But I wanted to add more and tie it together for your consideration. Back then I thought it was all just for personal guidance about our move here. But now I think some of it may have a bigger meaning. Yes, I do too. March the 13th, 2014, I had a quick dream in which I was looking through calendar pages, like the little desktop ones where each page has a day, or maybe loose pages or an appointment book. And I heard the number spoken, 320. I didn't know if it meant 320 as in a time of day, or 320 as a date, or what. Then a week later, on 320, March the 20th, 2014, I had this dream. Okay, so seems like he had the confirmation ahead of time of this dream. Vanessa and I were in the living room of our house in Cookville, and it was a cloudy day outside. A sound came a few times like a knock on the door, and I said, "You'd think someone was trying to get in." And Vanessa agreed. I checked the front door over to the left first, and then the door on the right leading to the garage. That door opened to stairs leading down into the garage. And I saw that this door from the house to the garage was slightly opened. I told Vanessa that it was the air pressure from the wind coming through the big garage door, but it was closed. And I told Vanessa that this was what was forcing the house door open. Yes, I believe that this wind is forcing the door open. Wind and spirit represents the same thing. The door is open to the house because invading spirits, which can come through closed garage doors, by the way, I mean, that's a sign that this is not something physical, right? Are entering into the house of the U.S. An extreme invasion is coming into the U.S. over the southern border. And it's happening now. Over 100,000 in a month, I think. I read somewhere. The deep state government and their mainstream media are inviting this to swing the vote in their direction, even as they cover up this invasion. They're making light of it all the time, all the time. It's in the imagination of the people that are down there on the border, right? Looking at it. So they will make war on the U.S. along with the deep state government and the invasion of Muslims that Obama already brought in, the more radical of whom are training for this day, right? While Trudeau has invited the militant Muslims into Canada to invade the U.S. from the north also. As we have said, a pestilence will be loosed in the U.S. to kill many. Babylon used the sword, pestilence, starvation, and fire against God's people. It is written over and over in the Old Testament. You will remember our series on God warns of coming pestilence by dreams and visions and revelations that we had about this way back. Pestilence is also unseen, just like the wind, and it's invading. Barry went on to say, as I looked in the garage, there was a new white van, or SUV, there. And I was excited because the three of us, Vanessa, Julia, and I, were going in it to some type of gathering with believers. And you know they did. Okay. They were getting ready, and we were about to leave. Well, an SUV is an off-road capable vehicle for traveling into the spiritual wilderness to escape Pharaoh's army. And you remember what happened to Pharaoh's army, right? Okay. And I believe it's white because it is to carry the righteous and the pure to a place of safety. Barry said, I went outside to the backyard and watered a bundle of plants that were dying. Well, excuse me, they were drying out. Could be the same thing. Like flowers fading, he said. And I believe this represents a spiritual crucifixion for the flesh that is coming. Isaiah 40 and 7 says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the breath of the Lord, there it is, breath again, bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. 1 Peter 1:24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory thereof as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower falleth. Okay, so this is a crucifixion of the flesh, maybe you could say, of America, of the church, because it's sorely needed, and it's something that God has said is coming. Judgment is coming. People that, you know, are really gung-ho into the Trump movement, you know, don't see anything bad coming in some cases. But this will be, I believe, a setback. But it'll work out to be a positive because of the people that God says are going to be taken down. This is going to be like a Passover in that those who believe in the blood of the Lamb and have partaken of the Lamb will escape with the blood on their doorposts. But the destroying angel, which could easily have been pestilence too, will pass through, and it will only take out the firstborn of the Egyptians. That's pretty specific. That shows the sovereignty of God, that the Lord said he wouldn't let the destroyer come into their houses because the blood was on the doorpost. Make sure the blood is on your doorpost, because in many ways they're coming. And I thought I would wrap them up to keep them alive while we were gone. And I looked at that at the time, and it was time to go. Time to go. And, of course, they did leave that house to escape the invasion, even though that was not on their mind. I was excited, he said. It seemed like it was 15 minutes before the hour. Well, I took from that the hour of the invasion was fast approaching. Later that day, March the 20th, at exactly 5:30, my watch went blank, like the battery was dead. Time was up, because they're leaving, right? Time was up. But it started running a little later, and is still running. Well, revival will come after the deaths in the invasion. Okay. Also, that was the first day of spring, as it is this year, the first day of spring. That is the 20th, right? And I thought of where it says that the spring of the year was the time kings went out to battle. True, true. And I found this in 2 Samuel 11 and 1 and 1 Chronicles 20 and 1. The ASV says, at the time of the return of the year. But some modern translations say, in the spring of the year, which I think is accurate, since their year started in the spring. Okay. Well, my thought is that the war with the deep state and their proxies will intensify and become overt at this coming time. It will begin to be more and more revealed at this coming time. Then I had an unusual experience. May the 11th, 2014, I woke up at about 1:30 a.m. I was awakened by a loud sound as though the open window, there it is again, that the left-wing traitors have been keeping open, let me say, that the open window, like men marching in boots through mud. But at the same time, it made me think of something that could have been in an old science fiction movie, because it sounded like giant locusts chewing. So the men marching through the mud sounded like giant locusts chewing. What does that remind you of? Yes, Joel chapter 2. It was the sense of both things at the same time. The boots marching through the mud and locusts chewing, like someone had put a powerful microphone next to locusts eating. My impression was that it could have been one as well as the other. I think that's true. That's a parallel revelation. The men marching are the locusts eating. No matter what you think about Joel chapter 2, locusts don't burn the territory behind them. The locust was a type and shadow of what was attacking God's crop, his people, the locusts, and at the same time it was an army from the north coming to destroy them, because it had already destroyed apostate Judaism and came up to Jerusalem, which in the type and shadow was holy, and they couldn't conquer them. They were conquered instead. 185,000 of them were taken down by the Lord, supernaturally by the Lord. So this happened in our house in Cookeville. I had the window open next to the headboard, and there were woods there next to the edge of our yard, which were very close. And it got sort of swampy there when it rained. It was as if men were marching right up to our house. Yes, that's true. This is what we're talking about, an invasion over the border. It's happening now. It's going to get worse, I believe. Okay. This seemed to last for something like 15 to 20 seconds. Well, with these two concepts of an army and locusts, I thought of Joel 1 and Joel 2, 1 through 11. Yes, I believe so. And I think it may be significant that spring is the rainy season. It's when kings go out to war, and it starts March the 20th. Yes, we're hearing a lot about March 15th through the 20th, and especially March 18th through the 20th. And we're hearing a lot. Let me just quickly give you the Joel text a little bit more than what Barry was speaking about here, because I've been saying a revival is coming afterwards. Joel 2, 1 through 32. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. As the dawn spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like. Neither shall be any more after them, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and none hath escaped them. Well, I don't doubt that they're coming in to spread pestilence, fire, and other things, and the sword, kill people. Because they've already been coming in and killing people, and they've already come in and caused fires. But nothing like what I think we're about to see. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so do they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of the mountains do they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, and as a strong people set in battle array. At their presence, the peoples are in anguish. All faces are waxed pale. They run like mighty men. They climb the wall like men of war. And they march every one on his ways. And they break not their ranks. Neither does one thrust another. They march every one in his path. And they burst through the weapons and break not off their course. They leap upon the city. They run upon a wall. They climb up into the houses. They enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth quaketh before them. The heavens tremble. The sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. And the Lord uttereth his voice before his army. Some people think this is a righteous army. That's so foolish. This was an invasion of Israel by an enemy army. But yet the enemy army was God's army because they were in apostasy. For his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. The Lord has authority over the vessels of honor and the vessels of dishonor. He rules over them all. He is sovereign God. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Yet even now, saith the Lord, turn ye unto me with all of your heart, with fasting and with weeping and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth whether he will not turn and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meal offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the assembly, assemble the old men, gather the children and those that suck the breasts, and let the bridegroom go forth out of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Well, we just went through a fast here. We got this text about fasting and praying, crying out to the Lord. We got this a couple of times within a week. And we went through a fast until the Lord called it off. And I'm suggesting that everybody else out there do this, that fast, if you haven't already done it, because some people more connected to our local assembly heard about it and they joined too. But I'm suggesting you fast in whatever way the Lord leads you to and pray, because God's going to guide this army to take out what he wants taken out, just like at the Passover. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, give not thy heritage to reproach, that the nations should rule over them. The nations. Yes, this is an invasion by the nations. Wherefore should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then was the Lord jealous for his land and had pity on his people. This was after the invasion, after they were threatening Jerusalem, which was the bride in this case, and righteous. And the Lord answered and said unto his people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations, but I will remove far off from you the northern army. Now, he's not talking about America here. He's talking about his people, right? And I will drive it into a land barren and desolate, its forepart into the eastern sea and its hinder part into the western sea. We just happen to have both. And its stench shall come up, and its ill savor shall come up, because it hath done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord hath done great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. Hey, there's that spring. For the tree beareth its fruit. The fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion. This is the people that can be glad because they escaped the northern army. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he giveth you the former rain in just measure. And when does God say he's coming? He's coming in the former rain as he's coming in the latter rain as an outpouring of the Spirit. That's what he said, Hosea 6, 1, 2, and 3. For he giveth you the former rain in just measure, and he causeth to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. That would be spring. So you can see why it would be muddy, in the natural speaking. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall be overflow with new wine and oil, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Now let me say, when these people come and do the damage that they do, who's going to get the credit for that? You say, well, God did it? Yep, but look who he used. A bunch of vessels of dishonor that caused this invasion. A bunch of traitors. Wonder what you think would happen to the left wing when everybody realizes that these are the people that did their best to keep the border open and to bring an invasion. What do you think is going to happen at the next election, I wonder? And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and shall praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dwelt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else. And my people shall never be put to shame. It shall come to pass afterwards that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens in those days will I pour out of my spirit. That's a revival. And I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. There you go, fires, right? The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord cometh. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, don't forget that, shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be those that escape, just as they did at the time of the Assyrian invasion. They escaped, right? As the Lord has said, and among the remnant, those whom the Lord doth call. Back to Barrett here. March 18th, which we just heard the warnings about, was the date we moved here 2 years ago. We were planning on moving March the 20th because of these dreams. But when we were here visiting, Michael asked if the 18th would be okay. Since it was a Saturday when more men would be able to help us move. So I'm wondering if both dates may have significance. Yes, I believe so. The declassification of the proofs and the unsealing of 82,000 indictments against the deep state, their left wing and their shadow government will force their hand in order to try to save themselves. But though they take down apostate Christian leadership, America and true Christianity will win as a big revival follows, just as it was with the Northern Army in Joel 2 and the outpouring of the Spirit after God smites the Northern Army. So, this is interesting. Here's the Bertrand Daily Report, March the 4th. It's taken from a video called QT-14 and Counting, Arrests Coming, or Trump Loses 2020 Reelection. He's saying if these people aren't arrested, they will lose that election. Anyway, friends and associates, as Q continues to say, these people are stupid. And that statement will take center stage beginning March 15th when Huber releases his report on Clinton, and immediately following his report, the D-class will be released. The MOAB, or Mother of All Bombs, will be dropped on the deep state on or about March 18th. Do you think they might not want to do something about this? Either before or after it happens? Yeah. Note, Based on analysis by those following Q, it is a common consensus the March 18th date is going to be big. And at this point, everything leads to the D-class being released. If it is not the D-class, it will be an equivalent and major. Therefore, prepare for anything and everything. Because, of course, everybody's believing there's going to be retaliation by the left-wing deep state. The criminals involved in absolute treason and sedition to overthrow the United States never thought Hillary Clinton would lose the election and carelessly conducted their own operations against Trump. Now the alliance of military intelligence have everything for many sealed indictments to open. The world will soon know the truth about all those involved, from Pelosi, Schiff, Schumer, Pelosi, and Hillary et al. To several high-profile fake journalists. The list is huge, and the arrests are imminent. Gitmo is open for business. Before Trump was elected, the Hussein administration weaponized the FBI. Brennan, Orr, Mueller, Weissman, McCobb, Stroh, Page, and Comey et al. Began scrambling behind the scenes to gather fake intelligence paid for by Clinton on Donald Trump, while all their meetings, phone calls, texts, emails, and meetings overseas with at least two intelligence agencies, the UK and Australia, were tasked with spying illegally on the Trump family and all of his connections. Both countries have made their concerns known to the DOJ to not release intelligence data. Well, yeah, they don't want to be uncovered for the evil that they did. Deep state's over there too, right? At the time, the conspirators knew that getting a FISA warrant to spy required a legal precedence, probably probable cause, which they had none. Therefore, both the UK and Australia intelligence agencies agreed to do the spying. But what followed has now cornered every one of them in a scandal worse than Watergate. What will bring them down are the FISA documents showing an illegal attempt to use a fake dossier as the precedent to authorize legal spying. Because the FBI probable cause is now known to be fabricated evidence is the reason why the deep state is scrambling to cover their tracks. Former DIA Clapper is currently in Australia and likely attempting to destroy records. FBI Peter Stroh and Lisa Page were both seen in the UK for the same reasons months ago. These people are stupid, and they're careless actions are about to be revealed. The criminal actions by the deep state is a coup that failed. But at the same time, desperation and panic is reaching the boiling point, and Americans must be warned. Anything and everything can happen on or about March the 18th when the D-class is released. You can bet the deep state and their fake media are planning a diversion. False flag to tie up the news cycle as the D-class is released. Once the arrests begin, the cold civil war in America could go hot. A possibility if and when the House of Cards, which is the House of Representatives, begins to crash with arrests. Hussein faces an arrest as well. Therefore, his Antifa organizer, Eric Holder, will unleash the thugs to face certain death. We can only guess what the deep state will pull off as a false flag, but could be very deadly and or combined with the push for an economic collapse. If commerce comes to a halt, the food shelves will be gone within hours. ATMs will be empty. Fuel will become scarce. Power grids and internet could shut down. Martial law would then be imposed. The southwest border will become a nightmare during a false flag attack. The prospect for a deep state concocted war, world war, could easily swing into action with a planned nuke or biochemical going off in a major city while blaming Russia or China. The evidence is clear as to what the deep state attempted to pull off in Los Angeles last month when the military alliance conducted a secret retrieval operation on Wilshire Boulevard of what is alleged to have been a biohazard extraction under the guise of an urban military exercise miles away. Yes, that was rumored to be an Ebola bomb to spread Ebola. Several in the GOP have flipped, cooperating with these investigations, like Cruz and Lindsey Graham. However, it's not known if any Democrats have flipped. Once it is known, all hell will break loose. The future of America is at stake, and revealing the crimes and taking action against all involved is paramount for America to proceed forward. If it falls apart, America will eventually and easily fall to the rank of being a socialist communist regime, because if no arrests happen, Trump will not be reelected, period. Well, when the country finds out what's going on, it's going to be a pretty big backlash against the left, too. So. Judicial Watch has taken the lead in exposing the coup by the previous administration to overthrow the U.S. government after Trump was elected. And even though the evidence is now on the table, the Trump administration must act soon. As with any federal investigation, secrecy of what is happening behind the scenes must remain intact. But what remains to be seen as actions against the deep state depends on how the D-class is presented to the American people. It's plausible to think the Judicial Watch investigation on behalf of the people was meant to condition slowly the people for what is coming in order to avoid total shock and limit pending chaos, while at the same time, fake stream media is on a mission to counter the coming D-class. Yes, they'll cover it up in the best way that they can, but they will fail. In addition, the Patriots are aggressively releasing documents and videos showing a Democrat Party openly exposing themselves as socialists that promote the overthrow of the United States, their fake media, spewing propaganda, Planned Parenthood, selling baby parts and murdering born infants, child trafficking and infant cannibalism from Hillary Clinton to Hollywood, pedophilia, baby torture, and we continue to expose upcoming false flag attacks. American patriots from coast to coast are preparing for anything and everything. Militias are training more than ever. Gun owners are buying more ammo and weapons. Preppers are stocking up, and citizens are being educated and warned. The time has come, and the time is ours, and we shall prevail. Well, I say it would be God that's going to prevail. He's the one that said he would take down the Northern Army, and I believe him. Okay, here's a prophecy through Glenda Lomax, America's Enemies. Early today, I was talking to the Lord, asking him for any word for today, and I told him I was concerned about the message the Lord gave my warrior friend got for a local young man. He was told to tell the young man on Friday, "You will fight in World War III." Well, I don't think they're going to call this World War III, but people have spoken of it as a major war, and they use World War III as a way to say this is going to be a major war. Well, okay. And I do believe World War III is coming, by the way. I'm not doubting that, but this is not it. But it's pretty bad. Then I heard a sound in the spirit realm, the sound of boots marching. There it is. And it reminded me of movies where drill sergeants yell at recruits and the troops are made to march. Boots marching mean an army is organized, ready, and on the move. I went aside into prayer, and the Lord began to speak this word. My children, America's enemies are preparing to attack. They have been preparing for some time, and now they are nearly ready. They see the weak condition of a divided people mired in sin and confusion, a people conditioned to comfort and plenty. They are going to attack and invade, and the invasion will be massive. Their troops will cover that vast land, for they do not fight alone. In one day, your lives in America will change. They will change from comfort and plenty to insecurity and not enough. Those who hold high positions now in businesses will scavenge in the streets with others after the enemy troops move in. Your stores will hold no food. Your faucets will not produce water. You will be without. In the past, I have protected you from this enemy and others, but you have deemed that I do not exist and you do not need me. So I am withdrawing my mighty hand of protection from you. Only my own will I protect and guide. Mark 13:7-8. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows. Let me say that some people are saying this thing that's coming is going to be the fall of America. And that the Chinese and the Russians will be involved. I don't think this is going to happen. This is a fall of America, but it's not the fall of America. It is going to be a chastening, a major chastening. But good is going to come of it. Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And Psalm 23:1-6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Proverbs 1:24-28. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. And, of course, this is a warning to the wicked that God has decided to chasten and nothing is going to stop it. Well, the Northern Army, I believe it's called that because it's controlled by the North, by both the elite in the North, the shadow government, and the deep state in the North, and in the halls of Congress, and et cetera, et cetera. It's being controlled by these things, and it's the Northern Army. And just as the Northern Army came for the purpose of taking out the bride and failed, but they had conquered all of Israel and Judah except for the bride. And so the bride, of course, represents a people who are living righteous before the Lord and holy before the Lord, like Barry in that nice white car, the SUV, that was prepared to remove him from this house of the invasion and take him to the safe place. Well, friends, God is in absolute control over these things, like we pointed out. At the Passover, each house specifically was attacked and the firstborn was taken out. What is the firstborn of any human? It's the flesh, right? The born-again spirit doesn't come till later. And the Israelite represented the born-again man, and the Egyptian represented the old fallen man. And so God took down a measure of the Egyptians as another warning, among many more warnings, and as a demonstration to his own people of his power to judge and to restore the fear of the Lord. So, Father, we appreciate so much your warnings, Lord. We ask, Lord, that your people pray, just like in Sandy's dream there, warned us that your people pray not to stop this thing, because it's not going to be stopped. And but to preserve a people who, no matter how young they might be in the Lord, are innocent and interested in following you and are listening for you, and that you're going to preserve them. Even as we saw, many of the Egyptians were spared. Their militant ones were taken down at the Red Sea, but even many of the Egyptians were spared. And so, Father, we know that this revival is going to take root after the Northern Army invades. By your power, your Holy Spirit will also invade. And there will be a great repentance because of this chastening. People in America are fat and prosperous, and they don't really believe that anything like this can happen to them. But we know it's coming, and you have delayed judgments like this. You gave a very clear warning end of last year, and you gave us a very clear answer concerning a delay in your judgment because some people just weren't ready. But I believe that this is now coming. And Lord, we ask that you preserve your elect, even though they may not even know you yet. But you preserve your elect, and you save them from evil. And Lord, the people that we've prayed for, you know, Lord, remember, we have stood in faith for you to save the people that we've prayed for. Our loved ones, families, others. Lord, we thank you for preserving them through this time and delivering them so that they may see this wonderful revival and be a part of your kingdom. We ask it in Jesus' name. We ask too, Lord, that you will reach out to the brethren out there who are listening today and who have heard the exhortation to call upon your name, to fast and to pray, And I pray that everyone will do that in one form or another, fast and pray and call upon the name of the Lord for the righteous people to be preserved. And, Lord, that you would turn around this thing about these murderous people wanting to kill babies even after they're born, Lord. No wonder you're bringing judgment. No wonder. These evil people are doing the same thing in their Satan-worshipping, sacrificing situations. And unspeakable evil is going forth. And, Lord, we thank you for putting a stop to that and sparing the children and healing and delivering the children. We thank you for doing that, Lord. This is unspeakable evil. And many people don't even know about it. The mainstream media will not touch it. So if you want any truth concerning that, you have to go on the internet. And it's spread throughout the world, too. Because the Satanists at the top, one way that they receive power from Satan is the killing of innocent blood, the torturing of innocent blood, the destruction of the babies, the children. It's always been that way. It's on a large scale. And Trump is doing a major, major job in bringing about the destruction of it. And thank God for that. Thank God for that. So, Father, we thank you for being with us and blessing us through this time and preserving us. And thank you that your angels go forth to be round about us and to deliver us from the wicked, from the evil. We receive it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Well, okay, saints. And also, we pray for Michael Hare, who's going to come and share a revelation with you. And we ask that all the brethren be blessed and have ears to hear and eyes to see. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, saints, God bless you. We'll do this again.